Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Institute for Personal Development, Kriya Yoga Ashram, where total consciousness is the new frontier.
Kriya Yoga is union of the individual with the divine. Join us as we explore the practices to initiate this process.
Good morning. Welcome to the Voice of Yoga. Let's Talk Consciousness. I am your hostess, Lisa Winton, and with me is Kenny Toy, also known as Swami Jayananda, founder of the Institute for Personal Development, located here in Hampton, New Hampshire. Good morning, Swami. Thank you for being here today. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good today. How about you?
Well, I'm doing great today, too. Thanks for asking. And we'd like to thank you all for tuning in. Today on The Voice of Yoga, we will talk about using the lunar eclipse on October 28, 2023 as a springboard to educate thought up to spiritual apprehension. Listen as we discuss ways of using material law and the law of karma to assist in lifting consciousness into the higher realm of spirit. In this show, we will explain why the outer world of sense and the inner world of spirit becomes one when divine truth is the only consciousness. Welcome to the Voice of Yoga. We are talking consciousness. Join the Kriya Yoga Spiritual Advance to get the light in your soul and experience purity of heart. Swami, the title of today's show is Utilizing the Lunar Eclipse, October 28, 2023. What would you like to tell us about that?
Yeah, the idea here is to start to understand how to apply some of these rules. Jesus is quoted as saying in John 10:10, and I'll read it. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. End of quote. I don't know about you, but it's taken me some time to understand exactly what he's talking about here. Yet in truth or spiritual identity, there's no time. It all seems like one giant contradiction as we muddle through the maze of information. Jesus is saying, I am come that they might have life. Now, what is it that we have that we're calling life that he's saying they might have it? And then this idea, I'm trying to figure this out, and it's taken me so much time to do it. I think about in that movie, Peter Sellers' movie, The Pink Panther, where he says to the guy, does your dog bite? The guy answers, no, and the dog bites him. And then Peter Sellers says, I thought you said your dog doesn't bite. And the guy said, it isn't my dog. Has it ever occurred to us what Jesus is calling life isn't what we are calling life? One of the things I've noticed is the idea of astrology as a spiritual tool, as a way of being able to use what's visible and tangible to help us understand what's invisible and intangible, to help us get out of just this limited, lineal, mortal, rational way of thinking into this higher spiritual sense of knowing.
So I do have a quick curiosity about the verse you just recited. When Jesus says the thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy, is he talking about our mortal sense of things, our mortal sense of life?
Exactly. The belief in matter, the belief that we are a finite mortal being with an expiration date.
And so when he says, I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. So he's talking about life with the capital L, life with the divine idea. Can you kind of explain more about what that might mean for us?
Yeah, he's talking about spiritual life, life that doesn't have a beginning or an ending. For Jesus, life is eternal, changeless, perfect, and running a flawless operation. And what we're calling life, as we know, has a beginning and an ending. It has all of this interaction. It's changing. It's in constant change. It's under the influence of a belief in two powers. And so now what we want to try and do is learn what Jesus means by life.
So let's put together what you just said and apply it to those clips that's coming up. How would you like us to understand the two?
And so we'll start with, what is a lunar eclipse? Well, the sun and the moon are in opposition, a full moon, and the earth passes between them, casting a shadow on the moon. A solar eclipse occurs when the sun and the moon are conjunct, a new moon, and the moon passes between the earth and the sun, leaving a shadow on the earth's surface. In both events, we're having a lining up of the sun, the moon, and the earth. Symbolically, it can be represented as spirit, matter, and mind, or maybe represented in material science as particle waves and the void. What surrounds us is within us. The small and the simple explain the large and complex.
Swami, so I understand that in spirit there is no time, but when we're talking about astrological events, obviously they seem to be timed. So what is it that we have to learn from that?
Yeah. What is time? And like you say, the astrological events are all about time, and the importance of them is found in the exactness of the uninterrupted occurrences. We never hear the new moon will be late this month or Saturn didn't enter Pisces as predicted. Astrology is a visible and a tangible phenomenon, revealing the operation of divine law, the perfection of being. The idea is to attune personal sense to the divine idea and let it govern because it knows what it's doing. Like we say, when spirit is cause, creation is perfect. That's why in the Bible it says, sow to the flesh is death, but to sow to the spirit is life eternal. There's a big difference between when we're thinking with our five corporeal senses, getting our information from the mental material world of energy, as opposed to when we have this turning, where we can now think differently, and we become a faithful witness to the invisible, intangible, divine omnipresence, which is showing us what it's capable of doing, the perfection of being.
So like the planets are under this divine law and principle, and it's always doing what it does perfectly, you're saying that we should allow this divine presence within ourselves so that we can be operating under this divine perfection as well?
Yeah, it's one of the things I remember Joel Goldsmith said in one of his teachings, that the planets don't think. And that's the difference between us and these quote-unquote dumb planets, is by thinking, by having this personal sense of self. In the Bible, they make the distinction between sheep and goats. And the sheep are the ones that follow the divine will. They're the ones that don't have their own agenda. They're the ones that aren't willful, whereas the goats are. And so we start to learn the symbolism of Scripture and how we can get a better understanding of how to approach our own lives. Because everything is about personal development, self-improvement, and of course, this idea of protection. We're all trying to find security and protection. And then all of this is driven by a belief we are finite mortal beings. Once we have a glimmer of this truth And we start to understand this is a mental material concept. It's a dream. I'm hypnotized when I believe that I'm finite and mortal.
Swami, when you were talking about the sheep and the goats, it reminded me of in the Old Testament when God says that the people had to sacrifice the goats. So now it comes clear to me, or he's not talking about sacrificing goats necessarily, he's talking about sacrificing their human will. Would that be right?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense to me. In fact, I find that to be a very good observation.
I was also thinking that they also had to bring goats, but they had to be perfect. They can't be without any defect, or they would be turned away and they wouldn't be allowed to bring the goat to be sacrificed. There's a message there as well.
Yeah, and for me, more and more it comes down to this idea only reason walks through the open door of revelation, that there is preparatory work. As a human, we have to purify ourselves, purge ourselves of all of our unnecessary dependencies, all of our erroneous concepts, beliefs, theories, before we're prepared to receive this divine revelation.
Let's talk about how we can utilize this upcoming lunar eclipse.
Yeah, astrological timing can become a means of attuning the divine idea, the divine will. As Mary Baker Eddy wrote in Science and Health, and I'll read it, mortal thought does not at once catch the higher meaning, and can do so only as thought is educated up to spiritual apprehension. End of quote. In Kriya Yoga, we employ strategies like skillful use of thought, breath, water, food, exercise, as part of a daily practice. And I like to compare the system to ensure better results and reasons. And for this, I always call upon what I call the Martha Wilcox lesson. In a book that was written, We Knew Mary Baker Eddy, on page 471 and 472, she first starts out with Luke 16:10, and I'll read it. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. Now, number 11, if therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And 12, and if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? End of quote. And now coming back to what Martha Wilcox wrote about Mrs. Eddy, and I'll read that. Mrs. Eddy no doubt realized that at my stage of growth, I thought of creation, that is, all things, as separated into two groups, one group spiritual and the other group material, and that somehow I must get rid of the group I called material. But during this lesson, I caught my first glimpse of the fact that all right, useful things, which I had been calling the unrighteous mammon, were mental and represented spiritual ideas. She showed me that unless I was faithful and orderly with the objects of sense that made up my present mode of consciousness, there could never be revealed to me the truer riches or the progressive higher revelations of substance and things. End of quote. And from my experience with astrology, most people have been using transits, progressions, lunations, and all of this as a means of justifying why they are not in harmony. They're not in sync. Their lives are out of balance. And for some reason, they get some kind of relief by being able to blame it on the position of the celestial bodies. Now, in this model, what we really want to do is we want to attune the mind-body complex to the divine idea, which is the perfection of being. So we no longer use this as an excuse why I'm not living in the right self. I'm not living in sync with the divine revelation or the divine creation, and that I'm being influenced by the thief who came to kill, rob, and steal.
We're going to pause right here to hear a word from our sponsor. Listeners, we'll be back with you in just a few moments.
Kriya Yoga Theory 1, Human Development and the 8 Essential Stages of Kriya Yoga. This program is a comprehensive course that will help you get your arms around the science of Kriya Yoga. It provides a clear understanding of the goals and objectives behind yoga, along with the physics of spirituality. It includes the practices, supportive concepts of Kriya Yoga, and the process in human development, apotheosis, the process of the human becoming divine. A complete guide on how to become a human in the adult state. Get the light in your soul and experience the simplicity and joy of union with the divine. This course is available in live classes at the ashram or online with 8 videos or 4 CDs. Visit our website, www.ipdtransform.com, for more information.
Welcome back. For those of you just joining us, you're listening to The Voice of Yoga, and we are talking consciousness. So, Swami, we're aware in a material sense of the lunar eclipse, but how should we be aware of it in a spiritual sense?
Yeah, to corporeal sense, the lunar eclipse is on October 28th, 2023 at 4:24 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Now, that's viewed from the sense level of awareness, but we want to begin to educate thought up to spiritual awareness, which is everywhere, always. By connecting the astrological dots, we can begin to open conscious awareness, because this eclipse is also the full moon phase for the solar eclipse on April 30th, 2022. So we can begin to rise above the linear path of time into the spiritual view of always. In truth, everything is happening always at once, but the mortal mind can't process that, but divine mind thinks in the absolute, not the rational.
So, Swami, we know that time is one of the major obstructions to spiritual development. And I know you've been saying all along that as far as time is concerned, we have to understand that 500 years ago is now and 500 years from now is now. Is this a big leap for us to do for this spiritual understanding?
Yeah, and that's what we're talking about, learning how to think differently. Learning how to come out of this rational mode of thinking and learning how to activate your spiritual senses. And just like what we had said a little bit earlier, we don't do that with human will. We actually do that by not trying, striving, struggling, seeking, planning, asking. We do it by making the mind aware for the presence of the divine creative principle, which is the void in quantum physics. It's invisible and intangible to corporeal sense. Nothing reports in that corporeal sense mind when we are conscious of divine truth. A perfect example of this is the sleep from which we return, where we have no recollection. The regenerative, the restorative, dreamless state, we come out of that with absolutely no recollection. There is nothing we grasp onto in that dimension of reality. And yet, that's the only true reality. that spiritual awareness. Now, once we stop interfering with that and we make our mind aware for this invisible, intangible omnipresence, then we have what is called the birth of Christ. Now, Christ doesn't mean Jesus. Jesus was the manifestation of the Christ, but the Christ is the saving aspect of truth. It's the interface. It's what makes the divine creation comprehensive to human consciousness. But there's a lot that has to be in place before we can actually experience this. That's why we enlist so many practices. We've been using things like the resurrection of Lazarus, the transfiguration. These were events in the Bible that were complicated. The idea of Jesus taking James, Peter, and John to the mountaintop where Moses and Elijah appear, metaphorically, symbolically, this is all an internal event. Each of us must be able to awaken these spiritual centers, like it says in Revelations, to the angel of the church, write. Well, writing in spiritual understanding is a process. It's the joining of truth and spirit, which produces this spiritual light. And so it's really going to depend on just how engaged you are in unlocking this human potential, because it's not going to happen by itself. And we're going to need a plan. And one of the things we use is astrology. And then, of course, the idea of connecting the dots, being able to take an event like an eclipse that happened in April and starting to see the phases of the moon that are associated with it. Because this eclipse that happens on October 28th is what's called the full moon phase of the eclipse on April 30th, 2022. Now, to mortal mind, that's a linear event. There's now and then. And you're looking at it from what I would call the ground. Now, if we take it into the air, if we rise with this, because like we're saying, divine mind, there's no time. 500 years ago is now. 5,000 years from now is now. And so everything is happening at once in spirit. But again, what we're trying to do is educate our thought up to spiritual apprehension. By doing this, we're rising. We're lifting ourselves off of this sense level of awareness, the earth plane, and then hopefully we get ourselves to this higher consciousness where we can start to see things from this broader perspective. And like Goswami Kriyananda used to say, the unexamined life can be lived but not enjoyed. To keep a daily journal is a helpful tool when connecting the events of one's mortal life in order to walk reason through the open door of revelation into immortal life, solving the mystery of life using what surrounds you to unlock what is within you, looking for synchronicity and coincidence in events helps support the quest for wholeness. In wholeness, the past, the present, the future dissolve into the eternal always. One perfect divine life looking at itself, as itself, of itself, and to itself. My peace, this changeless state of being.
So, Swami, how would we utilize this lunar eclipse?
Yeah, I would say the first thing that we want to try and do is use that lunar eclipse to connect us to this larger cycle of the solar eclipse of April 30th, 2022, because the solar eclipse is on a 2-year, 2-month, and 28-day cycle. let's look at some dates in time to help us begin to rise above time and space into this eternal always, the only life I am. What's really interesting for me anyway is this lunar eclipse on October 28th, which is the full moon phase for the solar eclipse on April 30th, 2022. When you plot this new moon, you can go to your journal and you can look at April 30th, 2022. And you want to look a few days before, a few days after, and you want to see because that's the new moon. The seed is in the ground. The first quarter phase for that solar eclipse happened on January 28th, 2023. The first quarter phase, the seed now breaks ground. Whatever happened on the new moon comes into visibility. The full moon is when that sprout now flowers. It's in full bloom and it's in full visibility. And then the third quarter phase, which is going to be on July 28th, 2024, is when the cycle begins to end. That's when that flower wilts and the seeds spill back into the ground. It begins the whole thing over again. Also on October 27th, which is the day before, we have an event where Mars opposes the solar eclipse of April 30th. And what you start to see is what Kriyananda used to say, the 1-2-3 effect. When you have these multiple events supporting an initial event, it usually has a larger impact on karma. Even though the goal of yoga is to liberate yourself from karma, until we walk reason through the open door of revelation, we really walk defenselessly among these non-existent powers that can really give us some problems. So it doesn't hurt to become conscious of karmic law, become aware of how it's functioning so that you can see its operations in your daily life. Because karmic law is really the love of God, experienced as the wrath of God, which is really trying to tell us not to accept anything less than the perfection of being. Problems that we have, sickness, suffering, disease, lack, limitation, is really the direct result of us being in the wrong self. We're living the lie. I like to use the hard aspects of the Sun and Mars to these eclipse points, which gives me a series of triggers. As I'm going along, I can use it to plot it. And basically, keeping track of events, circumstances, and situations, maybe even inner inventory of what's going on in your inner environment can be very helpful. Because what we're really looking for is to maintain that peace, the divine qualities throughout all of these changes we're experiencing on a corporeal sense level, so that we can eventually become a faithful witness to the invisible, intangible, divine creation, which is absolute peace, love, joy, goodness, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, patience, temperance. And until our life is displaying those characteristics consistently, we've got work to do.
Well, that ends our program for today. Listeners, be sure to visit the website www.ipdtransform.com. On any of the pages, when you scroll down, you'll see several buttons there that you can press to further your understandings. Swami, any final thoughts about today's program?
Well, I would like to encourage people to join the Kriya Yoga Spiritual Advance, get the light in your soul, and experience purity of heart. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to our program, The Voice of Yoga. This is Lisa Winton, along with Swami Jayananda, signing off. Have a wonderful Kriya Yoga revelation. Namaste.